The Marxist Democrats are very confused because it looks like this election is going to be very close. And they thought surely by now that Donald Trump's campaign would be in shambles after the numerous impeachments, after the countless indictments, after the kangaroo court conviction, after the Operation Mockingbird media has been demonizing him as the reincarnation of Hitler every day now for the last 8 years. Compounding their problems is the fact that Joe Biden became mentally incapacitated to the point where they conducted a coup and swapped him out with perhaps the most unlikable politician ever.
Poor hubby. Poor hubby.
Joe Biden became mentally impaired. Kamala was born that way. She was born that way.
And it's going to be a fight because she's doing better, much better among women and most young voters, but older white men, just like people thought after Biden left the race, more of a challenge pulling them to vote against Trump again.
Yeah, I mean, older white men and actually to
younger white men,
younger white men too, also a bit of a challenge. I mean,
just a bit of a challenge. It's not just white men, though, that instinctually and intellectually despise Kamala Harris. There's another demographic that has them extremely concerned.
There is one group proving harder to win over: young black men. According to this new poll, more than one in five black men under the age of 50 support Donald Trump for president. And when you look specifically at black men under 50 without college degrees, then support for Trump rises to more than one in four black men.
26%! So aside from crazy cat ladies and divorced women living off of their ex-husband's alimony being the new base of the Democrat Party, and that's not a joke, like those literally are the demographics, they also have gay white men, also known as white dudes for Harris.
Do you remember when we fell in love?
I remember, don't worry.
I'm sorry you had to see that, but you need to know who the average Kamala Harris voter is. And here is Raggedy Ann on MSNBC talking with Kamala's husband, Doug Emhoff, about the massive masculinity crisis in the Democrat Party.
Important part, or an interesting part of how people have talked about your role here, is how your role has reshaped the perception of masculinity. And I'm not sure you planned on that, but you are a...
It is a crisis, obviously, but they think it's fantastic.
Incredibly supportive spouse. Has that been an evolution for you? And do you think that's part of the role you might play as first gentleman?
It's funny. I've started to think a lot about this. I've always been like this. My dad was like this.
Sissy Boys? Sissy Boys, whose wife didn't even take his last name. Have you noticed that his name is Doug Emhoff? In a normal society, in a normal relationship, of course, the wife takes the husband's last name. But when you're a little sissy boy and a feminist, then she keeps her maiden name. And speaking of sissies, here's Brian Stelter's clone, Harry Sisson. Harry Sissy, a Zoomer TikTok Democrat operative who is scared of guns.
So I shot a gun for the first time today, and I've always been told by Republicans that after the first time, I'll be in favor of guns and I'll want more guns.
You'll feel like a man. You'll want to get one to protect you and your family and learn how to use it properly and safely. Yeah, that's what normal men do.
But for me, it was the exact opposite. I realized how powerful these guns are. And at a moment's notice, they can be used to take someone's life.
That's what they're made for.
And the fact that in many states in this country, you can walk into one of these stores and 10 minutes later walk out with an AR-15 is absurd. This experience made me want more gun control, not less.
You can't just walk into a store and buy an AR-15 or any gun. There is something called a waiting period. Harry obviously has a period and is very familiar with certain kinds of periods, but not the waiting period to purchase firearms. And Democrats are mystified how normal men are attracted to beautiful women. This is from Newsweek magazine. How hot girls became the right's new obsession. It's something new, apparently, that normal men like hot girls. They're particularly confused that so many beautiful girls, particularly the Swifties for Trump trend on TikTok, has taken off. They just don't get why the liberal propaganda hasn't infected these young girls' minds. Because in their mind, if you can call it that, this is a beautiful girl.
Hello, my name is Admiral Rachel Levine.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
And speaking of migrants from bleephole countries who have unusual dietary habits, a Haitian group in Springfield, Ohio, that has been invaded by them, has filed a criminal complaint against Donald Trump for talking about their dietary habits. That's where we're at now in America. And you point out certain uncomfortable facts about certain ethnic groups, and then they try to have you arrested. At this point, they may ban my new Cat Lives Matter shirts, which is available from my online store, markdice.com, or click the link in the description below. So you better order it while you can. And it comes in a unisex design or a woman's cut as well. If you just click the main shirt, the main listing on the markdice.com homepage, and then scroll down a little bit, you'll see the woman's cut available. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.